Doritos, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, K-I-X, Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Harry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Orm Downs, Country Washburn, Red Engel, and Parker Gibbs, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And the band you have to beat, sure, and it's Ted O'Weems and his band, celebrating St. Patrick's Day with his arrangement of The Wearing of the Green. You have to beat. Now meet the man who helped you beat the band, Gary Moore.
Well, Thorne, I think I'll occupy my time today trying to control those involuntary jam sessions that keep springing up lately, because these questions can fight it out without much help from me. And need I mention that each question used today will earn the writer of that question $10. Besides that, double money, $20, and a case of Kix is guaranteed to those whose questions beat the band. But it may be much more, because we have a $100 bonus to divide among those who beat the band. For example, if three people beat the band, they get $33 1/3 plus $10 for their question and a case of Kix. However, if only one person beats the band, that person will get the entire $100 bonus plus 10 for the question and a case of Kix. Now, that's simple, isn't it? And profitable, too, if you can beat the band. So why not try it, by the way, if you haven't already? Send your question to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, as we get into our questions, remember to listen for the boom of the old bass drum. It means that someone's question has beat the band. This portion of our program, of course, is unrehearsed, and the men in the band do not know the questions I will ask. All right, fellas, a quick mental switch to your boyhood. Mrs. C.I. DeWeese of Irwin, Pennsylvania, writes, "While little Johnny's mother was washing his mouth out with soap, his little sister looked at him accusingly and said, what?" My little Johnny's mom. All right, there goes Elmo Tanner's hand up in the air. Elmo, what is it?
A sin to tell a lie?
Oh, that would have been awful good, Elmo. I'm awful sorry you didn't win. No, the answer is, ooh, what you said.
Ooh.
That's why she wiped his mouth out.
I'm
awful sorry, Elmo. You're going to have to throw 50 cents on the drum, if you will. Boom, there it goes. And Mrs. C.E. DeWeese of Irwin, Pennsylvania, receives a full case of Kix and a guarantee of not less than $20, but it may be much more. Remember that bonus. Incidentally, Elmo, can you sing or whistle ooh what you said? If you can, you get 5 points on the scoreboard. All right, good enough. That gives you your 5 points on the... I'm surprised he can whistle. You know, Elmo is now 3 days a father. Thank you. 3 days, that's right. Incidentally, it's a 7-pound boy. Has he got a job yet, Elmo? Huh? No job, huh? Shiftless little fellow, isn't he? Well, all right, never mind. Maybe his pappy can do better. But if you're going to keep throwing 50 cents in the drum, he's going to be broke before he gets to be 2 years old. But now we come to our second question. Today being a great day for the Irish, and if you don't believe it, ask one of them. We offer a question propounded by Paul D. Lytle of Urbana, Illinois. Says, Patrick, 'tis a great distance this trip I'm taking. Now, what song title is suggested by that? It is a great distance, this trip I'm taking, and there goes Elmo Terry. He wants to try again, all right?
It's a long way to Tipperary.
Bravo, my boy. You got it. All right, all right. Tanner gets 10 points up on the scoreboard and doesn't have to feed the old bass drum. Now, here we go into our third question. Are there any leathernecks in the crowd? Graham Moore of Seattle, Washington writes, what very popular song is suggested by the motto of the United States Marines, Semper Fidelis? What very popular song? All right, there goes Parker Gibbs. Hand up in the air.
Semper is faithful forever.
That's absolutely right. Semper Fidelis means always faithful.
Always faithful, yeah.
Good enough. Can you play it? All right. Good enough. And Parker Gibbs gets his first 10 points up on the scoreboard for today. And now, boys, you can take it easy, because here's one for Ted to answer. Ted, if the whole band started playing at once and they all started on the same tune, what would the title be?
Well, if they started to play the one we rehearsed, and they better, it would probably be Make Love with a Guitar. I wouldn't be surprised if Terry Como sang it.
Make love with a guitar. If you shouldn't meet us, sweet senorita, romance with a guitar. And when you find her, the strings will bind her. Make love with a guitar. Always the right time, daylight or night time. Oh, she'll not withstand it. And as I planned it, she'll say I love you. Love with a guitar. Always the right time, daylight or night time. Now she'll not withstand it. And as I've planned it, she'll say I love you.
As far as I can make out, a lot of you good people seem to be searching these days for a new breakfast food that stays deliciously crisp in milk or cream. Am I right? Well then, ladies and gentlemen, consider your search over for good. The kind of cereal you've been wanting is waiting for you at the grocery store right now. It's called Kix. That's right, K-I-X, Kix. And it's a swell new ready-to-eat corn cereal popped into tiny round bubbles and toasted a crisp, delicious golden brown. Crisp? Why, these tiny tantalizing bubbles are made to stay crisper than any ordinary flat flake cereal on the market. Even the last delicious spoonful is delightfully crisp and crunchy right down to the last swell golden bubble. Try Kix, will you? Above everything else, Kix stays crisp.
And we barge into our second load of questions with only one person having beat the band so far, with Elmo Tanner ahead to collect the money in the big bass drum at the end of the program. Now, on this session, boys, we'll start with a loud rah-rah and then get into this question from Miss Cecily Warner of the Bronx, New York. Here it is. Your father built the stadium for the college, and because the football coach can't risk offending him, you make the first string squad of the college football team. Now, what song title tells you what you have? It's from a show, from a musical comedy. Your father built the stadium for the college, and because the football coach can't risk offending him, you make the first string squad of the college football team. What song title tells you what you have? Does anybody know the question slipping by? I'm sorry, gentlemen, the answer is Varsity Drag. That's how you got on the team, you dopes. All right, and all of them rise as one and throw 50 cents in the drum. Good enough? All throw 50 cents in the drum to be collected by the winner at the end of the program. And Miss Cecily Warner of the Bronx, New York, receives $20 in cash, a minimum, plus a whole case of Kicks. That's a lot of Kicks, 24 big packages, but the new Crisp Assured Kicks package will keep it fresh. All right, now we come into our second question, a broth of a bit of a one, too. Mrs. Sarah E. Nugent of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who writes that she's visiting her daughter in Cincinnati, Ohio at the moment, writes that a certain gentleman with red hair and blue eyes got lost in the big city. What song tells the story? Certain gentleman with red hair and blue eyes got lost in the big city. What song tells the story? All right, here's Red Angle's hand going up.
Could it be anybody here seen Kelly?
It not only could be, it is. Good for you, Red. You surprised me more than you did yourself almost. Can you play it? Huh? Oh. Red Engel, of all people, being Irish as he can be, should be able to get there. We've got a lot of Irishmen in the band today. Rosie McCarg, Jack O'Brien, Hobart Donovan, Irish as he can be, writes the script. Bucky Harris, our director, is Irish. Gary Moore, I'm half Irish. I guess I count half. Then, of course, that old Irishman sitting in the back row, Pete O'Bealman, on trombone. He's a great Irish booster, too. But incidentally, Reg, you get your first 10 points up on the scoreboard as we come into our next question. Oh, this 1940. Mrs. Pater Wenge of, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Wenge of Hawley, Minnesota, wants you to tell her what song, popular in 1918, is a discouraging warning to young ladies who are looking about, intending to make the most of leap year. What song popular in 19... Oh, there goes Marvel Maxwell's hand up in the air. All right, Marvel.
No, I'm be sure this. A good man is hard to find.
Marvel, you're... So, are you married, Marvel?
No.
Yes? Well, that gives the answer to that. All right, Marvel, can you sing it, huh? Good man's hard to find?
A good man... It's hard to find. I always get the other kind.
Good enough, Marvel. All right. You don't want to dance. That was a good man. It's hard to find with the band trying to get in. Apparently, a good note's hard to find nowadays, too. That gives Marvel Maxwell her first 10 points up on the scoreboard. And Marvel, incidentally, is wearing that very same lovely spring bonnet she had on last week with the white flowers on it. That's a very good idea, Marvel. I know a radio actress who took the flowers off and planted spring beans and spinach. So in case she lost her sponsor, she'd have something to eat on. It's probably a good idea for you. Now let's go into our next question, fellas. Chew on this one for a while. Alan McKenzie of Runnymede, New Jersey, writes, a dentist is measuring a new patient for a set of false teeth. What song title tells you what the dentist might say to the patient as he prepares some wax? You fellas rather go home, or shall we keep on with the program here? A dentist is measuring a new patient for a set of false teeth. What song title tells you what the dentist might say to the patient as he prepares some wax? A little logic should give you that one. Rumble of discontent, but that doesn't help a bit. The answer is my first... I gave it away now. It's too late, Parker. What were you going to say, huh? What were you going to say?
I was going to say an image of you.
Well, that's almost... No, it's my first impression of you. Doggone, you were close there, Parker. You were too late anyhow. The whole band has got to put 50 cents in the old bass drum. Getting awful crowded in there, too. As Alan McKenzie of Runnymede, New Jersey, receives a full case of Kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20, which may turn out to be much more, remember that bonus. All right, now here we come. Here's a question with a double curve on it from Elizabeth Payne of Pasadena, California, who says she got her tune answer from the Boy Scout songbook. And her question is this. A young nursemaid was taking her charge for a ride in his perambulator. The lad, a son of a wealthy and prominent family, was inclined toward illness. What old standard song describes the two of them, the nurse and the little boy? I'll try to give you that startling word picture once again. Here is the nurse wheeling a baby carriage containing a young man who is the son of a wealthy and prominent family. What song? It's an old standard, describes the two of them. Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. Goodness gracious me. Well, I'm awful sorry. The answer is the lass with the delicate air. Cheryl, the kid's sick. He's a delicate... Never heard of the lass with the delicate air? Well, now, never mind. The whole band feeds the kitty again. Never mind. Boy, this is National Bankruptcy Day. I'm not fooling him. And Elizabeth Payne of Pasadena, California, also receives a full case of kicks and a guarantee of not less than $20. But it may be much more. Remember that bonus? I have the music to the lass with the delicate air right here, if you want to know how it goes. I brought it... What? Oh, well, it goes... I'll sing the best I can. It goes... Well, it's an Irish tenor. It's got to go up high. Man, call her the lass with the delicate... It's got a lot of those things in there. Well, anyhow, that gives you a rough idea of how it goes. I would say you'd rather have me skip it, huh? All right, let's go on to another question. We don't know whether Harry T. Barkley of Rochester, New York, has invaded the Great West or not, but nevertheless, he offers this sticker. He wants you to name the song that suggests an acrobatic plant. An acrobatic plant. Now, Perry Como's hand goes up in the air. All right, Perry.
Tumbling tumbleweeds.
Perry, you're right. By George, now can you sing it, huh? Now, don't relax now. You haven't won yet. How about tumbling tumbleweeds? A cowboy like you.
Without words?
Yeah, without words doesn't make any difference. But we'll give you 10 points for on the scoreboard for that. And boys, at this point, much palaver has flowed under the bridge work, and it's high time we hide us to a tune. Let's name a new play, huh, Ted?
Well, there's nothing we work at better than our playing, Gary. We'll try to prove it with Holiday. Elmo, will you whistle it, please?
Tanner here just said he bet you know so much about kicks that you could tie up this cereal with just about anything at all.
Sure I could. Try me.
Well, looks like rain, doesn't it?
Rain, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't affect kicks.
because of its new crisp assured package containing three separate wax sealed cartons.
That's amazing. Now, let's see. Blue Monday's almost here again. Ho-hum.
There's no such thing as Blue Monday if you start the day with a big, delicious bowl of Kix.
Oh. Well, you're pretty good. Here, let's see. Let's try this last one. I've got a good one. Here, a good one. Easter.
Easter?
Easter.
Ladies and gentlemen, next Sunday morning, you'll see the brand new styles in clothes in the annual Easter parade. Don't forget that styles have changed in cereals, too. It used to be flakes and shreds, but now it's bubbles. Yes, folks, tiny, tantalizing, toasted golden corn bubbles are all the rage right now. And, of course, I mean Kix, the delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal recently developed by General Mills. Styles have changed in Christmas, too. In fact, Kix has given this much-used word quite a new meaning. Each golden individual bubble stays deliciously crisper in milk or cream than any well-known ready-to-eat corn cereal made. And styles have certainly changed in taste as well. A completely different flavor, somewhat reminiscent of popcorn, yet again tantalizingly new, has been developed for Kix that is supremely delicious beyond all description. Have you tried Kix yet? If you haven't and want to keep up with the good new things of life, you certainly should do so. If only to find out for yourself what has made Kix over the past 2 years the fastest growing new breakfast cereal from coast to coast.
Right-ho, here we go into our last group of questions with three people having beat the band so far, and looks like Elmo Tanner is still ahead. Four people have beat the band so far, and Elmo Tanner is still ahead for collecting the money on the big bass drum. Fellas, you'll have to do better in this last bit here. We have here a little missive from Brooklyn, New York, penned by Mrs. C. Sewell. Writes Mrs. Sewell, an actor just getting started in Hollywood and wanting lots of fan mail to prove his value to his studio might do what a popular song of 3 or 4 years ago suggests. What is the song? Oh, everybody's hand. Joe Hooven, you haven't answered one so far today. Joe, what do you think?
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
That's right, and a very good idea, too. All right, Joe, can you play it on your trumpet? Enough, fellas. You can write yourself letters later, and Joe Hooven gets 10 points up on the scoreboard for answering that question, and thanks for the jam, guys. As we come into our next question, the intelligentsia may step front and center. Miss Maxine Howell of Des Moines, Iowa, who is apparently a girl of few words, asks, what song might be called the trio from Webster's? The trio from Webster's. All right, there's Country Washburn's hand went up in the air. Country?
Three little words.
Three little words? Webster's Dictionary. Absolutely right. All right, Country. Can you play it on that bold fiddle there? That's going to be pretty tough. Huh? I would hardly say the bass fiddle was much of an instrument for three little words, but anyhow, we'll give you 10 points up on the old scoreboard, Country, as we come into our next question. And here's one for the headline, sent in by Eugene Wellham of Bel Air, New York. The title of what comparatively new tune tells you what the foreign correspondent might have said when the censor finally okayed his story for release. All right, Jack O'Brien over here on piano had his hand up almost immediately.
Now it can be told.
Why, Jack, you're amazing. That's absolutely right. Now it can be told. Can you play it on the piano, huh? Jack O'Brien, another good Irishman, gets 10 points up on the scoreboard. As we come into our last question, we have a contribution from J.K. Mooney of Cumberland, Maryland, who writes, if you started a small riot, the city's finest would probably take you riding. And what would you ride in? All right, Rosie McCarry, everybody's hand for new one.
Black Mariah.
Black Mariah, you sound like an experienced man. Can you play it, huh? Everybody.
Time's up, Jerry, and I've got a few scores to settle around here.
Well, jiggers, fellas, I guess he means it, kid.
Well, we'll go for a ride until he quiets down, Gary. The tune is T for Two, boys, and on your way. Well, here's that score. 13 questions were used on the program for which General Mills will pay $10 each or $130. 4 questions beat the band, so those persons share equally in the $100 bonus plus $10 for the questions, receiving $35 each. That adds up to a grand total of $230 paid for questions. And along with the other winners goes Elmo Tanner, who picks up the cash in the old bass drum today.
Thanks a million, you band beaters, and all of you folks who contributed questions. We hope you have fun with that check you're going to receive shortly. And to everyone else, we want you with us as spectators every single Sunday, but we'd like you to get in the game, too. So why not send a question to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be waiting for it.
Remember, folks, there's $10 waiting for you if we use your question. A guarantee of double money, $20, plus a case of Kicks if your question is able to beat the band. But it may be much more. Remember that $100 bonus. It's a game, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. Now, of course, we cannot answer each letter personally, but we want you to know that every letter is read and receives careful consideration. There may be many similar questions with identical answers, and, of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. So get in the game. It's real fun. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Ted Weems and his band, Gary Moore and General Mills, makers of Kicks, inviting you to join us next Sunday. And in the meantime, give yourself a real breakfast treat. Try that delicious new ready-to-eat cereal, Kicks. It's swell. And we'll be looking for you to try to beat the band. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in your search for something really new and different for breakfast, I wonder if you've run across Kicks yet. If you haven't, I recommend you most definitely make a point of getting acquainted with this new cereal right away, because it's really simply swell. It's new in every way. Appetizing new form, not flakes or shreds, but corn popped into crisp, delicious bubbles and then toasted to a tantalizing golden brown. New crispness, too, in milk or cream. Crispness not approached by any other popular corn cereal. And as for flavor, well, you can't describe the new Kicks flavor, but let me tell you, it's a bit like popcorn, and yet again, quite new, and said by many people to be the most supremely delicious cereal ever made. Try it. Kicks, in the new crisp-assured package, which now contains 3 separate wax-sealed cartons to keep your Kicks fresh and crisp and delicious at all times.
Heard this afternoon the selection Tea for Two, which is from the production No No Nanette. This is the National Broadcasting Company.